Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, along with special guests from time to time, we'll be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, I am still here in Dallas, Texas. I will be going back to Atlanta on today. Boy, can I not wait to get back home to Caden, and very excited about what has happened and so many revelations that has happened. You know, I want to discuss on this this week's series. We have a new series. You know, every time something ends, something beginning comes into play, and I know this series is going to help a ton of people. This is something so critical, and I hear it come up in almost every person who don't know how to use precious commodity that God gave us, and it's called time. So our new series is going to be how to get time on your side so you can live the life that you really want. Now, there's no way that anyone can teach or train something effectively that they haven't experienced or something that they don't know. And I am going to tell you this here, that it was like such a revelation. It hits me right in the face of so many people when I'm talking to them. And not to mention that this is probably one of the biggest objections, most common objections you'll always have to overcome, not only in getting people in your network marketing business, but also keeping them in, helping people be successful. So this is going to be a series that you're definitely going to want to make sure your team join in. Definitely you're going to want to tune in, like totally tune in. We've been training you guys about how to have your whole being in, your spirit, your mind, and your body. So you're going to be able to take the notes, but also take action on these notes. Very, very, very important. And so we have a scripture, and it's coming out of the book of Psalms. It's coming out of the book of Psalms. And this is King David. And I need you to really think about, meditate on, read over and over on today as many times as you can until the answer shows up in your heart. Psalms 90 and 12 is going to be our scripture, and I need you to turn there, and then we got to go to the Lord first, and then we're going to come back and read this scripture, because it almost seems, even when I first read it, almost seems like, how can we do this, Lord, when you told us we don't know this, Lord? And then it came. My God, the infinite wisdom of the Almighty God is so precious, is so powerful. And guys, I want to encourage you to remove every obstacle out of your way so you can really get in touch and start living the life that God intended for us. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We thank you. This is the day that you made. And we come to you every day with this. This is the day you made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Show us how to do that, oh God. We know that when we start talking about a day, you can't talk about a new day without time. Give us a new revelation. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to show up mighty and strong for your people. Help them to increase their faith that they know they can come to you, that you have all of the answers for everything. Dear Lord, as we come before you humbly but boldly before your throne, the petition on today is how can we truly live the life that we really want? We know that the spirit and the flesh are in constant war against each other. But we want the life that the Spirit knew. We want the life that we knew before we were formed in our mother's womb. Now that we're here on earth and we're supposed to be in domination of all these things, yet we're continuing to be under the circumstance. Lord God, show us how to release ourselves. We know that it is only by our own will that we will be released, unshackled, unbonded, to live the life that we really want, the life you intend. And let that be on one accord right now. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're not seeing any of these obstacles, but we're seeing the opportunity to learn something in a whole new way, a whole new perspective. Just like everything else you've given us, it's all right here. But give us the sight to see, the ears to hear how to do this. We need your help like never before, Lord, so that we can go out and do great exploits in your name. When we go out, they will know who sent us. We are thanking you, oh Father God. We're doing a whole new shaking up on the earth. So thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We are so excited about our next levels and what we're going to do in the lives, not only in ourselves, but in others. And we bless your holy name. We're not doing anything without you. And Lord God, in this season, we're asking that you do nothing without us. We thank you and we seal this prayer with the blood of the King. Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. I am so full, and I have had probably one of the best weekends of my life. And I know for many people, probably the best time of their life is, of course, fun and enjoying people and everything. And that is 100% on point. But what I am saying, the best, one of the best weekends of my life is that I realized that not I can, but we all can have anything that we want as long as it aligns with what God wants for us. And so when we go into the scripture, Psalms 90 and 12, it says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. That's not only a scripture, it's a prayer. And this is one thing that kind of is missing from people, a consistent, a real deal prayer life. Not only in the eyes of desperation and anxiety, but I'm talking about like a true communion or relationship with God. There's some kind of crazy stuff that goes on where we look everywhere else for answers outside of the origin of what we need the answers to. And we know that the word of the Lord tells us that we don't know the day nor the hour. Like, we don't know when the second coming of Jesus is going to happen. We don't know the day of the hour, but the prayer says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Now, but we do know, let me tell you what we don't know. What we do know is that every single person only gets 24 hours, which is two sets of 12 hours. And we broke it down to 888, three sets of 8 hours. Now, I train the 888. As a matter of fact, I even do an income producing activity call. Our team does this, and we try to show people how to break down time. But I was speaking to some people, and literally, the revelation came where I looked around. I was in the lobby coming from the Association of Network Marketing Professionals International Convention, and I saw, just like at our companies, the people who began to understand how to number their days and what to do with time at the front, and the people who still didn't quite understand it or didn't get it at the back. In our network marketing profession, we see people when they begin to understand it, they have different levels of it. It's always levels to everything at the top. And then people who still don't get what they should be doing with time at the bottom. Now, you guys know that I am a huge proponent of teaching people how to take their spot at the top. I don't tell you to take your spot at the top in a year or 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I am saying that needs to be your goal. Why? Because the word of the Lord said that we are the head and we're not the tail. The head is at the top. So if that's what we are, that's what we should be, at the head. Now, I know that a lot of network marketers are scared to tell people to shoot for the top because they know people are going to get discouraged. They know they feel they're never going to make it. But I don't believe that. I know that everyone's going to make it at different times. I know that there is a season and time for everyone, but it's you can now accelerate that if you truly begin to understand how to number your days and what you should be doing with time. Now, this is one of the biggest misconceptions that people believe, that they don't control their time. Even when we're talking to people about our business, we hear, oh, I don't have time and I don't have money. Sometimes we hear them together. And most people never get the revelation that they go together. Could it be you don't have enough money because of what you've been doing with your time? Whoa. Do you realize that there are some people that get well into their seasoned days? Think about time, you can never look backward. It never rewinds for you. You can only look forward. So as we are going from day to day to day, time is not waiting on anyone. I don't care how cute you are, how smart you are, how you think you got it going on. It's not stopping for you. So when something is going to always stay moving in motion, that means you need to do. But with the right movement, I looked around in the lobby as a lot of people were communing, a lot of people, we were connecting, and I realized where people who knew what to do with their time was attracted to other people who knew what to do with their time. Like meaning, like begets like. And I was looking, and I'm looking around, and people were there from Paris and Holland and Asia and Australia. They weren't taking them off from jobs. They had made a decision that what they were going to do with their time was build a life that gave them time, freedom. Now, the thing is, most people might hear that and say, yes, but I have a job. And majority of them had a job too at some point. And so we train you how, if you want to really have a life that you want, you have to realize this one thing today. What you do, this is a verb word. We know that do is a verb word. What you do with your time, which is a noun, a thing. What you do with your time today decides how you live your life tomorrow. What you do with your time today decides how you live your life. I don't know about you, but that's huge if you're really feeling where I'm coming from. I need you to pay attention, like very close attention. Like your life depends on it, because it does. People who are not paying attention to what they're doing with their time will more than likely, highly probable, never live the life that they really want. Now, the thing is that decisions are something, and choices is something that everyone gets. Now, check this out now. I've already laid out something that everyone gets. God said he's not a respecter of person. So everyone gets 24 hours. Everyone gets to decide what to do with the 24 hours. So now the word says, teach us how to number the days. Teach us how to number the days. And days go in increments of time. Quarters, hours, minutes, seconds. What is the next one? Nanoseconds. But let's say we were building our days in quarters. What do we do every 15 minutes? A lot can get done in 15 minutes with our industry that can truly change how you're living today, with your today. If you do nothing different, turns into your tomorrow. If you're doing the same thing day in, day out, your tomorrow looks the same as today and yesterday. The only way to change your tomorrow is to change what you're doing today. Did you hear what I said? The only way to change your tomorrow is to change what you're doing today. Now, I don't know about you, that just leaped an urgency. I'm seeing people who just decided what they were going to do with their time, and now they have more time freedom. I'm seeing people that they decided what they were doing with their time. They don't only have more time freedom, they also have financial freedom. money was an issue. I'm sitting down with people, and oh, we saw not just six, but we saw seven, eight-figure, and a nine-figure earners who began to understand what to do with time. And then now they have more time, much more money, and living the life that they want. They get to choose. Most people don't understand that if you use your time wisely, you get more choices. If you're living a life like you feel like your back is up against a wall and you're not making the choices, so you're just having life throw you all over the place like an amusement park ride, you better get a hold of what you're doing with your time today so you can start changing your tomorrow. You have the opportunity because you said yes to this industry, and this industry has helped people who are at ground zero. There's no lower place to be than some of the stories I've heard. Listen, there's almost no lower place to be in places that I've been. I have a heart for you when you don't realize what to do with time because I was there. I thought I was doing it right even when I was a hairstylist. I did right. But then I went back and said, oh my Lord, I had this secret. The mystery was unlocked to me with how I used to build my business, how I used to use my appointment. Your appointment book numbers your days. Do you build your business with an appointment book or are you just winging it? Anytime, Dr. Miles Monroe always shared, anytime a person don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs. If you don't know, if you don't have the wisdom to know what time is for, you're going to abuse it, waste it. And your today will continue to look like your tomorrow. How many people on this line would say, I've been in this season for a long time because you haven't released yourself from the season? I wake up tired and go to bed tired because you have not figured out how to leverage your time. If that is for only a season because you know where you're going, but it definitely should not be a merry-go-round that you don't know how to get off of. Now, I need you today to get an appointment book. And I need you to build your day. For those who still have never done the time journal to see what you've been doing, I need you to build your day on your appointment book, but I also need you to do your 72-hour journal as to what you've been doing with your days. I need you to break it up into 8, 8, and 8. How much time did I sleep? How much time was I at work at my job? And how much time did I work on my dream? However, within those 8 hours, some people didn't need 8 hours of sleep, but you probably took an hour worrying instead of working. You probably took an hour gossiping, running your mouth instead of working, so your tomorrow will be different than your today. You probably took your time looking at what you didn't have instead of using what you did. And more importantly, you probably never used your time to wake up and ask God, what should you be doing with your time? Who else can teach you how to truly number your days so you can get the heart of wisdom when that is what King Solomon asked for and he became the richest man to ever still walk the earth? I sat down with a gentleman who showed just pretty much laid out, hey, his portfolio, $41 million and some other kind of stuff. And he is sitting there like, I don't have a care in the world and I know I can go here if I want to. I can go there if I want to. I don't have to do anything I don't want to. And everything I do is because I want to. How many of you would love to have that level of release that you get to do only what you want to? This week, we're going to open up after do homework. Tomorrow, we'll go and open up. I need you to have an appointment book and start numbering your days. We will break it down even more. I'm very excited. I'm excited what the Holy Spirit is going to teach us. I saw things that I need to do better, more with my time. There's levels to everything. But I am committed to helping the people of God live the life that God intended for us. So when he takes me on a journey, I take you with me. I love you guys. I'll see you on tomorrow. You need that appointment book. For most of you all, you're going to need one that you can write in. You ain't that good yet to only do the one on your phone, because your phone has not encouraged you to do all the things that you're supposed to do. You need to write it down. We're going back to preschool on time, because they taught us how to tell the time, but they did not tell us how to use the time. Peace out, guys. Love you.